This is Dr. Rajesh Kumar, the reporter patient Adriana Dos Santos Bonafé, BONAFE, date of birth is 12/30/19. Cecum I saw in the appendiceal area, adjacent appendage is repeated with moderate severe inflammatory changes with ulceration noted times 3. It appeared like a superficial ulceration. I'm not sure that's a stercoral. Could this be ruled as stercoral ulcer versus isolated Crohn's ulcers? This could be cecitis for some unknown etiology, but the biopsy were taken like multiple deeper biopsy were taken like diagnosis. But because of isolated ulcer noted, isolated ulceration inflammation noted in cecum, so I decided to determine ileal intervention to see if there's any terminal ileitis consistent with some undiagnosed Crohn disease. The terminal ileal appeared unremarkable, but I did the biopsy term in from maxillary inflammation. The rest of the colon appeared unremarkable. It was fair to adequate prep. No polyps were noted, so the colon, but because the nature appears small to moderate, polyps could not be large, but rectum and 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 rectum. The rest of the colon appeared unremarkable. No evidence of colitis, rest of the colon, no evidence of any proctitis, and no evidence of any ileitis. To the cecum and terminal ileum. Number two, cecum appeared to be moderate severe inflammation. The cecum, periappendiceal area. With superficial ulcerations times 3, multi-biopsy slag diagnosis, question of rule out a stercoral ulcer, rule out inflammatory bowel disease, rule out non-specific etiology. The term ileum was unremarkable, no evidence of ileitis, so I'm not sure, it's less likely a Crohn's disease, but the biopsy of term ileum was rule out maximum inflammation. Number three, rest of the colon, or could this be also, could be neoplastic ulcer, atypical neoplastic ulcers. In the cecum, biopsy was taken slag diagnosis. The rest of the four, number five, rest of the colon appear unremarkable, no evidence of colitis or proctitis or ileitis or polyps, or negative, otherwise negative colon cancer screening, except for those ulcers noted. Number five, internal hemorrhage inflammation, evidence of cecal ulcers and inflammation, cecitis or cecal ulcer biopsy. If the biopsy comes positive for any high grade or low grade dysplasia, dysplasia of the patient is going to be referred for surgery for possible segmental cecectomy. But if the biopsy is negative for any new plastic or dysplastic changes, then we'll bring the patient back. Bring the patient back in 3 months after on mesalamine, 800 milligram 3 times daily to see if that improvement of ulceration. Advice to take high fluoride for water, so some of the 3 to 5 minutes preparation is general clear, follow one to send a diesel, got a bishop, primary keeper, Dr. Lydia Sanchez, and Dr. Paul Ansari. Their procedure was August 21st, 1/23rd, August 31st, 1/23rd. Patient, all the patient, a couple of things.